it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
LSU head coach Brian Kelly said, quote, "We're not in the market of buying players, and unfortunately right now that's what some guys are looking for." Tennessee bought their offensive tackle. There's no question about it. Somebody was going to do it. He wasn't happy. He started one time last season as a true freshman. Lance Hurd wanted to play, and he wasn't going to do it there. Do you think Brian Kelly was referring to Tennessee and Lance Hurd when he made this comment to Channel 9 in Baton Rouge?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And then Josh Heupel was later asked about it, and Josh Heupel gave his diplomatic, "I'm not going to really comment on this" answer. He said he was specifically asked about the comments yesterday, and he said, "There's a lot of different layers to the cake that's getting baked. At the end of the day, we want guys that want to be here, that it matters, but are looking for the type of culture and environment." Yada, 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 all that Josh Heupel political speak that he gives. Brian Kelly, let me be fair to Brian Kelly, Dave, because I actually understand his frustration, okay? Could you imagine if you're Brian Kelly? You were loyal at Notre Dame for what, 12 years, 13 years? Mm-hmm. With the recruit in the recruiting decks, I don't care how prestigious and historic the program is, the recruiting deck is really stacked against you at Notre Dame. Really stacked against you.
Yes. And for those that don't know, the reason is you have no say in players that can get in the school academically or as far as character-wise, what they've done off the field. And you have no say on discipline. And they also have to live in the dorm rooms as long as they're a player, which would be hell on earth. But yes, you have a great amount of challenges at Notre Dame that you don't have elsewhere.
Yeah. And then just on top of all that, you don't have a lot of talent in your backyard in Indiana. You have to go into Chicago or Michigan or Ohio, which, I mean, I guess historically they did get Chicago kids, right? In the Northern Illinois area. That was mostly their recruiting ground. But outside of that, it's not like they don't have a fertile ground the way other schools do. So you're right. You're so limited. So what does Brian Kelly do? He finally says, screw it. I've done the max of what I can do at Notre Dame as much as I wanted to win here. I'm bolting for LSU where the recruiting ground is super fertile and I can get players in my backyard. And imagine what a coach with my brains could do at a school like LSU, given the fact that they hadn't had a coach for brains since Nick Saban, with brains since Nick Saban. So I think he bolts for LSU. He bolts for LSU right after NIL becomes legalized in 2021. But I don't think he could have foreseen how much of a big deal it would have become. And immediately tampering became part of NIL and all of these other things that literally took away the recruiting advantages he thought he was going to have at LSU.
Let me tell you why banning tampering is a problem for the NCAA. We'll make it real clear for the NCAA. So if you don't like the NCAA, hit the like button and make sure you've subscribed. Rick Terry Jewelry Design, they want to be your jeweler looking for affordable game day jewelry. How about the Fire Opals, the Tennessee tradition? RickTerryJewelry.com. RickTerryJewelry.com. It's illegal. Now, if you want to put into a contract that player X cannot leave for another SEC school and you're going to pay him $500,000 in NIL for a year, I think that's a good way of going about it. We haven't even discussed that. Put a non-compete in your contracts with football players. I think that's a really good idea. But if he wants to stop tampering, Brian Kelly, he's barking up the wrong tree. That's never, ever going to stop because it is illegal. You can't stop me from calling someone else and saying, would you be interested in this job? You can stop me financially from taking it, quite possibly, in a well-written contract, but it's illegal. All of this is illegal. We're talking about a free market society. So I think his comment not only sounded a little pitiful, a little petty, I also thought it sounded a little bit defeatist as well, Caleb.
I think it did. And that's why, as bitter as it sounded, I can't blame him, because this is why he bolted for LSU with a totally, the reason he left his job at Notre Dame was because of the expectations he thought he was going to have with the fertile recruiting ground at LSU. And the landscape changed under his feet the minute he made the move. Think about it, Dave. He made this move at 60. He made this move at 60 because he wanted to make the gutsy move to try to make a run at a national championship for his coaching career. And then the advantage he thought he had for why he made a move at 60 just changed on him overnight. And so I think he's frustrated about it to a certain degree. And you can see the schools that are frustrated about it. What are the three coaches that have complained about NIL? Five. Nick Saban and Dabo Swinney. Those two complain about it because they were getting recruiting discounts for people to come play for them because they were national championship winning coaches. And then Brian Kelly, Kirby Smart, Ryan Day. What do they all have in common? What have I told you in the past? They are all three at schools that you can wake up and get a top five recruiting class without even leaving your office. And that's...
Here's the other thing. Hit the like and subscribe button. If you're a coach at 99% of the other schools, are you not like, cry me a dad blame river? You're at LSU, which just in and of itself, given their tradition and their ability to raise funds, should be a top five NIL school. I mean, if they're running things right, it should be that. And it probably doesn't need to be that because the kids want to stay close to home. It just sounds like he's throwing his hands up in the air. And it's like, I'm beat on this guy, in particular Hurd, so I'm just going to try to get some sympathy from the fans. Well, the sympathy from the fans just doesn't come down the pike at a place like LSU.
No. But LSU, no school has mismanaged over its history its elite potential like LSU.
Good Lord, look at that. Look at the win-loss record from the 80s.
It's funny because...
the 90s, really.
It's funny because we had John Adams on the show the other day, and he talked about how bad LSU was before Nick Saban got there, and it was kind of implied that I was overrating the LSU job. I'm like, no, that's just because of how incompetently run the administration was until Mark Emmert got there. Whenever you think about Mark Emmert, LSU was the worst-run school in the SEC for a long time. And I think that was what held them back. And they finally were like, hey, you know, if we put a little money into this thing, we could have a really good program. And so that's the problem with them. They're always behind the curve. But here's the thing. The funny part about this is it's such a change pendulum swing because LSU is losing this advantage. Tennessee, whatever you want to think about Tennessee, Danny White, they've gotten ahead of the curve like that with NIL, and they've been on top of everything. And they basically said this: Tennessee's philosophy with Danny White has been, cry me a river about your complaints about NIL. We're going to do what we want to do because we can.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is that already happening with tampering? Is Tennessee essentially tampering because they know that to prevent some employer from doing so is illegal? And that's bad. So yes. Are they knowingly tampering, knowing now that 2 or 3 months from now, Brian Kelly might just say, I want to tell you it's Tennessee. It's Tennessee. They tampered, or some other school might do this. They want to go public. Are they already complaining to the commissioner about Tennessee tampering? Is Tennessee in a position that they think tampering is legal? And if this ever went to court, they would win, just like they did in the last lawsuit, which was more around prospects getting cash before they got on campus. Is Tennessee tampering right now and saying, let's see what happens, let's see how it shakes out? I think they probably are, because they were in a lead position for Hurd almost as soon as the portal opened, right?
Yes. And they are totally in a position, and they're about to get further ahead of it. Dave, there's because you just brought up something about non-competes, and that's the way to get around it. And they would have done that. And guys, I don't like to get political, so I'm not going to take a side on this, but I'm just going to tell you what has happened. At the end of April, I don't know if you saw this, Dave, the Biden's Federal Trade Commission appointee banned non-compete clauses across the country. So going into effect in August, all non-compete clauses are banned. And
if that's the case, why couldn't you stay in the NFL? Is that because you're agreeing to it with a union? So in other words, you're telling me that for these things too, you're going to have to unionize to take advantage of those rules though, right? Help me.
Well, no. Okay. So like in the NFL, that doesn't mean that you can't go work for somebody else when you sign a contract with somebody. It doesn't mean like, I signed a contract with this team, now I can go play for this team. No, but what it does say, the NFL already doesn't really have a non-compete clause. And what I mean by that is, if you're under contract with an NFL team, you're under contract. What this non-compete ban says is that team can't tell you that when your contract is up, you can't go play for this team. You know what I mean? And the thing with NIL is to do the contracts. To worry about other schools, you would have to make them sign a clause saying if you transfer, you can't transfer to any of these schools. That's going to be banned. What you could do, now this would be a big, what you could do is, make them sign the contract and say, you have to stay in this program. You can't transfer, period, over 2 or 3 years, whatever.
Well, Dylan points it out. The hard part is drawing the line on what tampering exactly is. The great recruiters build relationships with these guys even before the transfer portal was so open and you might get back involved with them. But great recruiters have relationships with these guys. So if you text a guy that you recruited that you lost out on, like a Jalen Hyatt, I bet there were some recruiters the night he scored 5 touchdowns against Alabama and Tennessee won that texted him, that recruited him in the past. Say, I knew you had it in you. Great job. They weren't necessarily doing it to try to tamper, but technically that would be tampering. Listen, the football community is a very tight one. I bet you there were no less than coaches from 8 to 10 other schools that on that night they congratulated Jalen Hyatt. Are they now accused of tampering? Where do you draw the line? I don't know how a line can possibly be drawn. I will tell you this, the top five programs in the SEC, Alabama, LSU, not Florida right now, but typically Florida, those schools that have plenty of NIL money and plenty of support, shut your mouth. Brian Kelly, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it from really Josh Heupel. I don't want to hear it from Caleb DeBoer. You have an advantage over the Mississippi States of the world, so don't complain about the current system that's ongoing. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree, but I certainly wouldn't want to hear it from Josh Heupel anyway, because Josh Heupel in Tennessee is building their program off tampering. Okay, basically Tennessee has built their program off.
That would be rather hypocritical, wouldn't it?
Yes. They have built their program recently doing what I said they should do. I said, by the way, and this was during the Jeremy Pruitt days, Dave, it was actually first year of Jeremy Pruitt. I remember I was on a radio show and we were having a conversation on, can Tennessee ever return to the elite status they were in the 90s? And we both came to the same agreement. They can, but they'll have to send the middle finger up to NCAA rules and say, we want to be the Yankees and the Red Sox of college football, and we dare you to stop us. Well, they got lucky with the NIL Supreme Court ruling, but they've kind of done that, haven't they? They've kind of just said, you know what? We're going to be the Yankees and the Red Sox, and who's going to stop us? We dare you. Come, try.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.